WLR's My Farming Week, a Desha Today special on some of Ireland's best farms.
Thanks to IFAC, your local food and agribusiness accountants. See ifac.ie.
Well, good morning, Damien. This morning we're out in beautiful Anstown here, looking over the sea here and a beautiful scenic view out here in Dunfees of Anstown. And we're joined by the family himself, Siobhan de Mom, and Owen the whole man, and the right-hand lady of it all, Mary Power, here in the office. First of all, Owen, thanks for having us out here.
No bother at all, Kieran. Thank you.
Owen, Dunfees of Anstown, it says farm prepared fresh vegetables. How long have you been involved in this whole area of prepared vegetables?
I suppose now since about 1900001, so I suppose, yeah, it'll be coming up on 25 years and another year or two's time.
You had been involved in growing initially, and were you actually growing, just selling to market before you got involved in the prepare veg end, or what? How did you get involved in that end?
Yeah, we're growing initially, and we used to have a vegetable shop in Tramore that Mam used to run. And I suppose then, as things changed, some of the hotels that we used to supply seasonally in Tramore started looking for prepared veg. So I suppose we started off with one or two small customers in Tramore over 20 years ago now, and that's how we've ended up where we are here today.
That was a life bulb moment, in the sense that you saw all of a sudden there was a gap in the market. Here you are, a local veg grower who could now supply prepared veg to the catering service.
Yeah, I suppose that was it. Yeah, and it was that there was no other locally grown option at the time, I suppose, for that. So yeah, it was the next natural progression, yeah, to try and market the stuff.
Yeah.
My grandmother, would have been from Ballinacourt, you remember, she said to me, "Father, 40 years ago, anyone can grow veg, but the problem is to sell it." Yeah. Joe, to find a market, a viable market, I suppose, and a local market is the thing, I suppose.
But what you've developed here, and just before you come here, you mentioned there's actually three prongs now to Dunfees of Anstown.
Yeah, I suppose, yeah, there's the farming and the growing end of it. And then there's the processing that we're doing on site. And then after that, then it has to be, I suppose, transported and distributed.
And you have your hand over all three, which makes it a hectic day in, day out.
Yeah, sure, I suppose, compared to, I suppose, it couldn't be done before, but I suppose now with technology and phones and emails on the phones and WhatsApp messages, you can actually be supposed to do management by walking around. You can run a business now without being sitting in an office, yeah, I suppose, for 8 hours a day. You just don't need to be, because everything is done.
And growing up as a young man on the farm with your dad, was farming always going to become the lifestyle far on into the future?
It seems to have been, yeah, there was always an interest there. I suppose when I finished school, I went doing agricultural engineering in Tralee for 3 years, but then immediately came back here, I suppose. Yeah. That finished there in 2002. Yes, it's 21 years ago.
The way it has developed, and just before we came in here, there's up to over 30 people working here at the moment. And the industry out in Anstown, a lot of people mightn't be aware of how it has developed. But you also mentioned you're getting great support from the local catering sectors, be it the hotels and restaurants and bars who are involved in the whole catering end. The support you got from local has been tremendous.
Oh, yeah, it's fantastic to get the amazing support. And I suppose, yeah, we do appreciate the work, and I suppose it's great then for local people to go in and get potatoes and carrots, yeah, that were grown locally.
And of course the land here, you don't get better.
No, it's not bad at all now, and yeah, it's very, very kind as regards frost and that kind of thing. Like, yeah, we don't seem to get extremes of weather that they get up the Midlands or further up the country.
The dry period there, the last couple of weeks, and a lot of people were very concerned about it, but before we come in here again, you mentioned that you handled that pretty well down here.
I suppose it was a snap of a dry spell. It was within 10 days of getting, it did get serious, but it was within 10 days of getting critical. So I suppose the rain did just come in time.
So your dad part and parcel of the business, but also of course your mum, we're delighted to be joined by the lady herself, Siobhan. Siobhan, originally from On Rhine.
Oh yes, I'm from Helvick, yeah.
Yeah. And how long have you been down in Anstown, or when? How long have you been married down here in Anstown?
Pat and I are married with 48 years living in Anstown, yeah.
So moving down, obviously down the coast from Ring, a big change initially?
It was, yeah. But Pat is from Ballinacourt, yes, originally, so we're both, yes, coastal people, so we wanted, yeah, to be near the sea.
The veg has always been part and parcel of it. You're the son and daughter growing up. At a young age, did you realise Owen was going to end up on the farm? Had he always an interest on the farm?
Oh, he did, yeah. He always followed his dad around, and Pat was very interested in the vegetables, and then, yeah, that's where the interest came.
The way it has expanded, and the whole idea of the looking after, we'll say, the prepared veg for the catering service. Have you been surprised how that has developed? That was a big move by Owen.
Oh, that was a huge move. Like, if you had told us 20 years ago that everything would be going out in backpacked and bags, yeah, It was unbelievable, like, it has come on so much.
And of course, now you're part and parcel of the community here. You had a shop in Tramore as well.
Yeah, we had a shop in Tramore in, we closed in 2000, I think. Okay.
That was strictly a veg shop in Tramore.
It was a veg shop in Tramore, yeah. But I suppose with the supermarket.
It was very seasonal then, was it?
It was, and it was small. Maybe it wasn't big enough, you know.
Right.
With the supermarkets, you're up against the supermarkets, and we were.
Just before we came in here, you're back from your daily swim. So you're a woman who loves the sea.
Oh God, yes. The Jaffa's in Kilmurn and Bode Strand all the year.
Yeah. And is there a gang of you every morning?
There are about 30 on the WhatsApp group, and Father Enrich.
You're joking.
Oh, no.
No better man.
No better man. The Abbeyside
man. A proud Abbeyside man.
Yeah.
But you really enjoyed the swimming.
Oh, I love the swimming, yeah.
And did you find in COVID it actually brought it more to the fore?
Well, they think here I'm a lunatic, but sure.
Yeah. And do you get back to Ring much, or does Pat get back to Ballinacorty much, or have you? I know it's only literally up the road.
We just have family there now, you know, the home place isn't there anymore. Yeah. Well, there is in Pat's place, but we go up the road. Oh, yeah, we have to go up the road for the spin and all that.
But the veg.
Family in Dungarvan.
Oh, your family in Dungarvan.
Oh, sisters in Dungarvan. And a brother in Helvig.
You can say hello to them all.
Oh, we can say hello to Kit Joan and me and Michael in Helvig.
Yeah. So definitely you're part and parcel of the community now down here in Anstown. And a great community it is, Anstown Dunhill. I'm always impressed by the community spirit that's here.
Well, I'm a lot longer here than I was in Ring, I suppose. I'm here 48 years.
That tells them. Listen, great to talk to you. Now, we mentioned on the intro about the lady yourself here who's at the hub of it all here in the office, Mary Power. Mary, how long have you been involved with Dunphy's?
I'm here 7 years now. I'm working with Owen 7 years, coming up next October.
Hive of activity.
It's after growing immensely in the short few years, even the amount of work Owen has done in the yard just to update and make it presentable, you know, even since the day I arrived in my black suede boots and stood out of the car into the muck, like, we have concrete everywhere now. So, no, it's lovely now, it's great, it's flying, thank God.
And as I said to Owen, the support you're getting from the local hotels, from the local restaurants, from the pubs has really been phenomenal.
Oh, it's huge. We're very, very lucky. I'd say we're in nearly most of the major hotels, nearly all the restaurants. We supply nursing homes, like, we have a lot of cafes, you know, we supply a mountain of stuff. As I said, the processed veg is what really makes us, as we always say, we like the place that does the spud dinners as well, because that's what our business is potatoes, carrots, you know, prepped veg and that. So, as I said, Owen is flat out now this time of the year. He's working all the hours. Planting's just finished, so now it's spraying and trying to, you know, make sure everything comes on well and it's not caught by blight and that, you know. So
there's a great family spirit here while the Dunphy's are at the helm, but very much you're all working together.
It's lovely. And ask even any of the staff inside, like, we have a few Polish lads here and they always say it's lovely because they feel like they're working for a family, like, and that's what it is, you know. And we kind of all look out for each other as well, which is nice.
And of course you also got involved in the local soccer club here, Seaview Celtic.
Yes, we're sponsoring Seaview. There, a set of jerseys we were approached this year, so Owen was only delighted, as I said, just to sponsor that. So that's another one of our, I know we like to give, because we like to, we won't name names, but we do give veg to some charities, you know. I know Owen is humble and he doesn't like mention that, but like, we do that little bit of extra, you know. We give without cost, you know, to a charity here and there as well.
Now, I mentioned support you're getting locally, but I also saw some Arctics leaving here, and of course you also do business with outside the Waterford catchment area.
So customers as far as Limerick, Dublin, Cork, Kilkenny, so we would process veg for people up there as well. So we'd have a truck on the road 6 days a week. We have two Arctics, you know, so like that goes 6 days a week as well.
And you're living in Kilmeaden, so you haven't too far to come.
No, I'm living in Kilmeaden, a Tramore woman, born and bred, but in Kilmeaden with the last 27 years.
And Anstown now has become part and parcel of your life.
Oh, it's great. I could nearly cycle to work at this stage.
Well, Mary, listen, good to talk to you indeed. It's great to see what's happening here in Anstown, in the Dunphy's here in Anstown.
Lovely.
We'll take a break, Damien. Don't go away. We'll be back with part two here from Dunphy's of Anston. Welcome back to our part two of My Farming Week. Today and this morning, we're down at Dunphy's of Anston, farm fresh prepared vegetables daily here from the farm. We're joined by the man himself, Owen. Owen, growing the veg over the years, a lot of trial error involved, but where did you go for advice, or did you find it that you picked up from your dad over the years with the growing of vegetables? Because it's a very, very technical role.
Yeah, I suppose, yes. Yeah. Should I be my third or fourth generation of it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I suppose it's historically, from the Bell of Corte, yeah, it's coming on. I suppose, like everything, you think you have it some way figured out. Every time you scale up another bit, you bring more problems with it. And then I suppose the fact that we're specifically growing for processing, for food services, it's actually a different sort of crop to what you'd want to have, say, for table potatoes. So I suppose if you went home on a Sunday evening, you wanted to boil up a few spuds, you got a few golden wonders and they break the skins and they'd be lovely. That potato wouldn't actually make a good processing potato. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And like your carrots as well, they're all grown for ourselves processing here on site. So you need a bigger, you need a larger carrot. There's no point in taking a small carrot like you get in the shop and taking 20 or 30% away because it's too small. So like I suppose the carrots are grown, everything is grown specifically for the market here for its end job.
Picking those carrots and the variety of potatoes, again a bit of trial and error, or have you an advisor that you kind of bounce things off?
There would be, yeah. There's two or three good agronomists that we'd be using that would have a lot of experience as well. I suppose varieties like,
yes,
we're not growing any British Queens, Carpinks, Golden Wonders. I suppose the traditional varieties we're not growing. We're growing a lot of roosters, we're growing a few chipping varieties, mainly roosters that we're using for washing.
Roosters have become really popular.
Yeah, they seem to have, yeah. But like they take all the boxes. They're not too bad for disease. They're not the hardest predator to grow. They're good to yield. They're good to bulk. But like even the whole time now, I suppose from mid-July, August, we'll be the whole time dry matter testing the crops in the field to see where they are, to get the dry matter specific for processing. Right. Because you don't actually want the potato overly dry. A potato to make a lovely table potato for eating that'll break the skins. And
yes,
do you know, like you have at home with a bowl of ribs or a tray of mackerel. That actually potato wouldn't make a good processing potato because it wouldn't make nice, creamy, fluffy mash. So, yeah, there is a bit behind it now.
So for the prepared veg, obviously the variety is different. As regards, if you were to percentage-wise, potato, carrots and the various veg, would potato be more than half?
Yeah, I'd say potato would probably be, I suppose we do a good share of fresh-cut chips, and that's actually a very big hit locally, is not using frozen or, geez, nothing drives me more wrong now. Going to a nice restaurant, nice setup, they give you a fantastic steak, a nice mushroom, and then give you frozen chips. Just drives me.
Yeah.
It upsets me.
And I know there's a lot of publicity. I was speaking to Johnny Geary of Metafresh saying the same.
Yeah.
I think people now recognising, look for people who are using native.
Yeah, so I suppose, yeah, it is fresh-cut chips. So, yeah, potatoes and chips, I suppose, make up about 55-60%. Then carrots, I suppose, another 20%. And then you have your green shredded cabbage, your carrot and turnip mix, your parsnips, all that kind of crack.
As regards Peak and Valley work-wise, obviously I see the beautiful drills down here in front of us and a lot of work going on in that area. Where is the peak time both from the growing point and where is the peak time from distribution and sales?
I suppose growing point is nearly from 10th of March up to Patrick's Day normally starts. Now this year was very stop start. We got a fine week to start the March, then we got a solid month of rain, then we got a fine week to start the April.
And did that badly upset the program?
It does, but you'd be surprised how fast nature catches up too. Yeah, you think it's gone completely askew, but you'd get extra sunlight or extra heat, it nearly always washes through or balances out. So I suppose, yeah, planting goes on from early March, normally around mid-May or around a bit later this year. I suppose we're going to start harvesting new season potatoes for mashing for chips, I suppose, the week around the 7th or 8th of July. So yeah, you have about 6 or 7 weeks of a lull.
You have a date 7th or 8th of July. Do you look at the calendar or do you depend on weather at that time?
No, I suppose we would have walked, like, we had potatoes that we sprouted into trays to have them in early. We had planned to sow them, I suppose, the first week, 10 days, 2 weeks of March. So we only got a small window, like we'd have a few of us here on the farm, but we couldn't get over a massive amount of work very fast. So we used that week to start the March to go sowing carrots. So we got them in. The carrots should be ready around the 20th of July. So then the potatoes then rained for the second half of March. So the potatoes didn't get sown until, like I said, I'd say there was a Saturday there around the 8th of April. I'd say it was the first day we planted potatoes. So they'll be in now the 8th of July. But had they been planted a month earlier, they probably would have been in 2 weeks earlier. Do you know what I'm saying? So
a lot of balls in the air with the very with the veg and indeed the potato as well. I see your fabulous calendar that's up here. My God, yeah. it's so detailed.
Yeah, I suppose you have to be. Yeah, it takes
a plan.
Yeah, it takes attention to detail. And if you miss your chances, it's gone. Like, do you know what I'm saying? So I suppose yeah, we'll start harvesting potato for our own use around say around the 10th of July. And then I suppose around the third week of September, then we'll start lifting for store. So there'll be a big push then from the end of September till whenever we get finished. Now, again, that's weather dependent.
And then from the processing point of view and sales and distribution, where are the peak points? Obviously, Christmas is a very busy time for you.
Yes, so I suppose it's December, traditionally December, because of the Christmas run-up and all that. May, because of communions, confirmations, all the hospitality, food service are very busy. And then August, I suppose, because it's peak tourism season. So yeah, it's December, May and August be three busiest months for vans.
The business has developed so well, and it's a credit to you and your mum and dad and all involved, and Mary here in the office. But as regards a good accountant is key of all this, and I know speaking to Owen Dre of IFAC, who are part and parcel, who are sponsors of this week's programme, but Owen has been part and parcel of your backup team.
Yeah, I suppose I'm dealing with Owen now probably coming up on 10 years and find him, yeah, he's great for advice, very good to have all that into things like that, but also then if you need Owen in a hurry, if there's something that comes up, he's very helpful, I suppose. And that's the reason the whole local thing works. Like, we sponsors do a bit of work with the local soccer club. Jamie, that works with Owen up in IFAC, plays soccer with them. So you wouldn't be long joining all the dots back around together. Like,
yeah. And as I said, isn't there a fantastic community spirit? I've always been impressed by the community spirit here in Anstown, Dunhill area. A great community spirit, and that's rubbing off, I can see, in the business here for you.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, it's a great place to live, in fairness.
Yeah. As regards then, but I mentioned there about... You're agronomist and growing all these crops and the whole distribution end, the machinery end as well. The 3 years you spent in Tralee obviously didn't go to waste.
It didn't, no. And even, remember in the time down Tralee, and we're sitting in one lecture and drawing about three phase electricity, and I was sitting there going, should I ever need to know about three phase electricity? So that won't be relevant to me at all. So yeah, I suppose the engineering end of it, as time went on, ended up becoming more important again.
The processing area here and getting all the equipment, where did you go for advice there? Were you dealing with the enterprise centre or support mechanism,
did you go solo? I suppose it nearly kind of grew organically, and I suppose it's hard enough to source the equipment for that. That if you wanted cater equipment for a kitchen, you'd nearly get it. Joe, there's several suppliers around locally, but the more industrial stuff, yeah, you nearly have to go abroad to source most of the equipment.
And as regards some mornings when you wake up, obviously every day is a busy day. Are you actually thrilled the way it has developed? And I can see by you, you're passionate about it. It's a labour of love.
Oh, it is, yeah, and I suppose you get your kicks by seeing it. Improvement. I can't ever see the amount of working hours ever coming back. But yeah, once you're constantly improving the whole time and have better ways of doing things, and more sustainable ways of doing things, that's all you could hope for.
And the fact so many local bars, restaurants, hotels are supporting Dunphy's of Anstown, that must give you great satisfaction to go into any pub, restaurant. We won't mention any individual one, but from the far end of Waterford down to Dunmore East, to support, and indeed in the surrounding counties.
Oh yeah, like, it's great, say on a Saturday morning to empty 3 or 4 or 5 vans full of veg without going more than 20-25 miles away from the yard, like. So there is a fair market share in that end of things.
Turning to Mary, since you arrived here, the way the business has developed, but Owen, like, he amazes me. He's his finger in the pulse in all sectors of it and takes it all in his stride.
Yeah, he's a jack of all trades and a master of them all. They say master in none only, but he's a master of them all. From everything, Owen is the person that everyone goes to when there's an issue, be it with machinery, be it with a computer issue, be it with something on the farm. But he knows his stuff and he has his hand in everything, and there's nothing, I think, at this stage that he doesn't know about his business.
And of course, quality has been key here.
Oh,
indeed,
quality,
keeping the customers you have, the repeat business here is staggering. It is that because of your quality,
exactly,
of veg.
And the quality, and like, from time to time you might get something and it might be returned, but that's never an issue, you know what I mean? Because things have a shelf life and that, but like, and everything's rotated in the fridges, you know what I mean, to make sure the best goes out, you know. But no, it's very good now, the way the whole thing.
That's why having the food chain's so short, beyond about food miles and that, like, and that's where you don't lose days. We process carrots here, say, on a Thursday. They've been in a local hotel or pub or restaurant the following Friday. And we don't have to stock order.
Right.
Because the lads here start at 6:30 in the morning, so we might have 70% of what's done today done from yesterday, but in the morning they can finish out the balance of it. So if you're short 4 bags of cabbage or 3 bags of batting carrots or 4 bags of carrot tornamix, so the stuff doesn't hang around, like, so you're literally within 24 or 48 hours of being harvested or produced.
It's a real unique selling point. A lot of people on the outside, I myself didn't realise the scale of business you have here in Annstown.
Yeah, and I suppose the fact then, like, all the veg, there's no need to treat or any additives or chemicals, because it's just temperature and vacuum packing, and that actually holds it, because the lead time is so short, like, because we can't get out that fast.
Getting staff, a lot of staff are here a good number of years. You mentioned there's some foreign staff here as well, but having reliable staff is so important.
Oh, it's the key. You just physically couldn't run it without a good team behind you, because you just can't be ever all the time. And then I suppose at times then to take a step back. So if I need to take 3 or 4 days off, and I know the lads are doing their job well, if I go away on a Thursday and my phone doesn't ring by Saturday evening, because once everything is going right, everything ticks. And in fairness to everyone that works here, the last 5 or 6 years has flawed.
And what do you do on to take a step back? Are you in sport or music, or what's a nice breakaway,
like,
for Owen?
Just like to travel a bit and relax and go see a few places.
Yeah. Shabail, when you see what has happened here, you must be such a proud mum.
Oh yeah, very proud. Yeah. It has come on so much.
And it's technically, and of course you still have your hand involved as well.
Only in a little way.
And finally, sorry, to Owen, to you. Any regrets?
No, I suppose.
You had this, where you've arrived now, this wasn't a dream you had years ago. It kind of grew organically, literally, pardon the pun, the business here.
Yeah, I suppose it just went with the times and staying ahead of the times. I suppose knowing where, like, and I think we're lucky in Ireland. I don't think we're going to end up, Joe, if you go to the UK, you see a lot of big chains where everything is just microwaved and heated here. I can't say it in my lifetime anyway. I think you're always going to get a local chef in a local hotel for a local couple getting married. Yeah. Joe giving them local produce. I can't ever see us. So I think there should be a good future in it.
Well, Owen, listen, I think you're a fantastic ambassador for supporting Lokey. It's Dunphy's of Annstown, farm prepared vegetables every day, daily, come from here, from a fabulous setup down here, to Shabail, the proud mum, and Mary here, who's keeping the office ticking over. Owen, thanks for having us here, and it's back to you now, Damien, in studio.
WLR's My Farming Week, a Daisha Today special on some of Ireland's best farms.
Thanks to IFAC, providing tax and accountancy advice for your farm business.